This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, August 20. A great mystery. A reading comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 to 33. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. On weekday evenings, my wife Vicky and I can usually be found in our favorite seats in our living room, with Vicky knitting while I read. Occasionally, I'll glance at her from over my book, and often I am filled with a rush of gratitude and wonder. Grateful for over 42 years of marriage, and awed by how intimately our two lives are intertwined. In his discussion of household relationships in Ephesians 5, Paul addresses marriage, noting the calls of husbands and wives from different angles. He points out that both spouses are to submit to each other out of reverence for Christ. According to Paul, the physical and spiritual union of husband and wife points to an even more profound mystery: the union between Christ and his bride, the church. Being married isn't necessary for being able to understand some of the mystery in Christ's relationship with the church. Paul wasn't married, and yet through his relationship with Jesus and his experience of the Holy Spirit's work in his heart, he could attest to Jesus' sacrificial love, his cherishing favor, his spiritual nourishment, and, above all, his unconditional acceptance and forgiveness. Jesus' love for his bride, the church, embraces people of every language and nation under heaven. In what ways can the Lord's love inspire us to care for and work with each other in his body, the church worldwide? Pray with me. Jesus, how amazing is your love for us and for your bride, your church. Help us to mirror your love to each other in marriage and in the church. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.